back to the Pals Anime Lounge, a podcast where a bunch of pals get together to talk about anime using the free episode rule. I'm your host, Nikki, and joining me once again are Ace.
Hello.
And Rhodes.
Hello.
We're back. It's not as hot as it was when we were recording last week. It's still a little bit warm. But we're here again to talk about more anime. And today we're talking about Girlfriend, Girlfriend, which I actually thought was Girlfriend and Girlfriend, but apparently it is just Girlfriend, Girlfriend. There is a comma.
I also thought it was Girlfriend and Girlfriend.
But yeah, this is the third show we're talking about in the summer 2021 anime lineup. It's a harem school rom-com. I mean, it had so many tags on the My Anime List page, but what you need to know is that there's a comedy harem show.
It's definitely a comedy, let me tell you that.
We'll get into that. It's based on the manga of the same name, which, interestingly, the manga only started being published in 2020, so that's a very quick to get an anime adaptation, which I think is quite impressive. The studio behind it, and I apologize for mispronouncing this, is Tezuka Productions.
I would pronounce it Tezuka Productions, yes.
Tezuka, we'll go with that. Look, they've done a lot of stuff to do with a series called Blackjack. They did the Quincessant Quintuplets, which is another harem show. And interestingly, they did season 2 of Dagashi Kakashi. Other than that, bits and pieces that I'm not familiar with. But I want to start with this one because I'm going to be completely honest to everyone here. It took me about 3 tries to actually start watching this show. Because even though I'm a sucker for the kind of harem trashy show, not to say this is trashy.
Oh, it is.
The sort of opening, basically the opening of the show in episode 1, up until the point where the actual intro plays, which is about 2, maybe 3 minutes, was unbearable. Like, it was just super cringy. I couldn't handle it. And the first time I turned it off, no, I was like, oh, this is going to go badly. The second time, I was like, I just can't do this. I finally sat down, powered through it, and about 5 minutes into the show, I was like, God damn it, Ace was right. This is actually hilarious.
Yeah, I went into it. Well, we've got so many shows to cover. I thought, well, I can't enjoy all of them because I don't have time to watch that much anime. I don't have time to watch every single show, 20 odd episodes per series. So I'm just going to... I don't like the art style. Okay, the art style changes after about 7 seconds to the normal style. I don't like the premise because the guy says, I have a girlfriend, but then another girl's confessed his feelings to me. And actually, oh God, this is hilarious. Okay, I love this.
Yeah, because like that's the sort of opening of the show and the entire premise is that, you know, there's the main character. Well, I wouldn't even argue he's the main character. I'd argue that like his first girlfriend is the main character. But,
oh yeah.
You know, and they're childhood friends and they're all, you know, they're great. He's a bit overbearing, but they're happy. And then this other girl just comes out of nowhere and is like, oh, well, I loved it because she confesses, says all the stuff that she'll do, like she'll cook, she'll do all this stuff, and how she like spent 3 months getting ready to confess, then actually says who she is. And the guy basically feels bad at the concept of turning her down. So, yeah, he's like, let's go ask my girlfriend if you can be my girlfriend. And hijinks follows.
The thing that grabbed me was when Naoya takes Nagase to see Saki. Before he can say anything, Saki goes, oh my gosh, she's so cute, let's go shopping.
The bit where I was sold on this was right at the start, right? And the guy's girlfriend is like, she's going out, whatever she's doing. And she's like, oh, don't cheat on me, wink, wink. And he like has this like breakdown of being like, no, I wouldn't. And he just like grabs her in this tight hug and he just screams, feel my love, feel it. And I was like, I just sat there like, yes. Yes, very responsible thing to do in the classroom. I'm laughing. Well done.
I kind of almost was frustrated actually at the fact that like the credits were rolling on the first episode and I was just sat there like, I hate that this is so good. Because I went in fully prepared to be like, this is going to be mediocre. Maybe it'd be a show that like, because the thing is for me, like when I want to watch a quote trashy harem, there's something else. Like I mentioned in our pilot episode, Infinite Stratos, like I watched that because the harem is kind of second to the other stuff going on and it's, you know, whatever. Whereas this is like focused on it. But it surprised me how funny it is and how, two, visually it's actually quite good. Like they do a lot of cool things with the animation and like the cuts and stuff. Yeah.
I think the thing that was that sold me on it so much is that all of like the small details is what makes it so funny. Like there's a bit where I can never remember the names, but like the main guy and his actual girlfriend, the first girlfriend,
Saki.
Yes.
The girl, and Naoya is the boy.
Yes. Those people. He calls her cute, right, in a really like convoluted way. And she basically like her eyes and the sound effect make it sound like she's just leveled up because he called her cute.
I know we're jumping around, but like the bit that sold it to me, I think it's towards the end of the first episode. It was towards the end of the first episode where like, because they put forward, because like I said, like they spend time together, and then he finally kind of approaches the question of like, oh, could she be part of this relationship? Could she be my girlfriend? But what makes it, what got me, because obviously Saki's originally like, what, you absolute jerk, punches him. I can't remember, he says about how like attractive she is, and then even Saki is like, I know, I want to date her.
There's a bit where one of them asks him how she looks, and the whole thing turns into like a really intense video game boss fight in his mind. Like the music and everything, like the way he looks there is so funny. And all she's done is going, do I look all right? And he's like, dun, 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 dun. And it's like, oh my God, please stop.
That is something. I mean, I feel like Girlfriend is kind of like, I don't want to say it's satire, but it's definitely like
self-aware.
Yeah. It knows what it's doing. But what I really like about the MC, like he isn't like, cause obviously normally in harems, they're like blissfully unaware or like they just don't care. He's fully aware, and like, okay, he's an idiot in how he talks, and like, he's a bit overbearing, but like, he is fully committed to like making it work, doing right by these girls, not fucking it up. Like, he, you know, they have conversations in like the second episode about maybe some of his like desires, but then like, the second they're like, oh, I don't know, he's like, cool, no, it's fine, we'll drop it, don't worry. Like, by all accounts, he's actually quite, he is a nice guy, but he's actually a nice guy.
Yeah. There's a part where they're talking about whether or not they're going to like go all the way, and he can't decide who he should do it with, so he decides to do it with none of them, and he genuinely says he's going to get his penis surgically removed. Is it be the best?
I can't even like begin to even describe just how good this show ended up being, just on like just even just the first episode.
So they start, they both meet Nagase and they move in together because harem, you're gonna move in together, and he's the third episode really opens things up a bit, because now they're going to school and they have to hide their relationship, but they still want to spend time together, and he's still trying to please them both. Nagase's doing all the cooking, Naya's doing all the cleaning, and Saki just has no idea where she fits in the relationship. So she goes, oh, right, I'll cook, and burns it, and okay, I'll go shopping and get something really special. Ooh, gummies, I want these. Buys herself a treat instead. she's a terrible person, but it's brilliant. Yeah,
and she is like she is easily the main girl. And she's there's ironically like the second, again the name escapes, but like the second girl, the one who like comes in and is like, you know, wants to be the second girl.
Nagase,
thank you. Wow, our memories are collectively terrible. She by all accounts, she's like perfect. Like she's in the running for best girl of the season. Like let's be honest here.
Mm.
But it just like it goes the comedy I didn't think would be as funny. I mean, I don't know if maybe it's just the translation. There's a couple of slurs thrown in there, but it works. Like there's when they spend their first night together, like you know, they end up Nagase and MC end up holding hands, but Saki's getting completely the wrong idea, and she thinks they're doing it, and that entire scene is just hilarious, and she's just there just losing her mind.
there's a bit as well where she starts going through Nagase starts going through her phone when the other two are asleep. To see what to try and learn about. So she's trying to see what her internet history is, and it's full of stuff like about like sexy like underwear and like being sexy or how to have a sex and start the conversation. And she's like, oh, and then she gets to this one line, which is just how to get more gacha pulls or something. And her face is like, oh, what? And like that bit to her was somehow the most outrageous thing about her. The fact that she wanted more gacha pulls.
It's the normally in like harem shows, the dynamic of the girls is like you've got the quote unquote best girl, you've got the tsundere, they've each got their little kind of personalities, but the personalities of the girls in this show are genuinely amazing.
I feel like the way it works is that you have one of them is almost like an ordinary woman, like almost believably human. Well, not obviously like very over the top in a way, but like she reacts to things how you would expect a person to react to them. Whereas the other one is just a very, very, very typical anime character. And she's just reacting to it like you would in real life. You're kind of like, you're incredible, but why? Why are you like this?
It's the bit where, you know, because she spends like, what was it? It's like 3 months getting herself ready. She wanted to be her best self when she confesses. And then it gets revealed in the second episode that like, yeah, she's been skipping school the entire time. And then they have to deal with all that. And that's obviously how it ties into this thing, the problem of then having to deal with school, because obviously this new girl's turned up. Oh, God. But like, just going back a second and kind of focusing a little bit, the actual like art style, the art direction is really good. Like, there's a lot of like, because normally harem shows, you can kind of write them off as being a bit low budget in terms of production value.
Mm.
But Girlfriend like has some genuinely like really good animation, really good sound. There's a lot of creative things going on with the framing. I don't know if you two felt that as well.
Oh yeah, definitely.
I really enjoy that the like little, so people haven't watched it yet, they have these things like pop up on the screen to show like characters off screen reacting and saying things. But like it's not as corny as it sounds. Like it actually works really well, like with the style of the anime. Like normally, like I hate it when shows do this thing where they just have little pop-ups in the corner of like people pulling faces and stuff. But for whatever reason, it just worked really well in this.
It's a very expressionative show. Like the color palette's quite varied and warm. Like there's a lot going on.
Everything's very exaggerated.
Yeah, but it's not like, you know, we're not like rubber banding or anything. But like there's enough stuff to kind of keep it. It feels fresh. Like it feels really, really good. Like it's nice to be watching. It sounds great. The voice actor for Saki is perfect.
Saki's voice actor is fantastic.
I'm almost tempted to say that when we get to the end of season episode, we might have to do a best voice actor and actress because oh my gosh. But speaking of audio as well, I kind of mentioned this earlier. Why is the intro such a good tune?
It is. It's the best one so far that I've heard in this anime season.
Yeah, out of like, you know, considering, you know, last episode we spoke about Scarlet Nexus and how kind of lackluster that opening tune was, this one's really nice. The ending tune, it fits. It's not my favorite so far, but like it's all right. It fits in. And the style of both the intro and outro are quite nice.
I do like the way the outro, it shows each character one by one flicking up through their phone while it's showing you their phone and what they're seeing. I do like the way that that's portrayed.
Yeah. There's so many little like audio things. This one of the best things in this is that whenever the guy grabs one of the girl's hands, it always sounds like he's slapping her ass. And it's so funny because like the angle is to make it like, I think the whole idea is to make it look like that's what he's doing, but he's not. Like, it's really innocent. And I'm going to be shocked if there isn't a gag at some point where Saki turns around and is just like, did you just, though? And he's just holding a hand like, what are you talking about? I'm innocent.
I mean, that's the entire, like, bed scene in the second episode, isn't it? Where, like, they're just holding hands and Saki's just there just like, oh, my God, they're doing it. Like, oh, no, what the? And, like, pulls the cover back to just find the two of them holding hands and, like, bless the MC doesn't quite understand what's going on. He's just like, oh, are you okay? What's the issue? Meanwhile, Nagase is just like, oh man, she totally misunderstood what was going on. And I think it's that kind of self-awareness between the girls that I quite like about this show. It's like, and again, the guy isn't even the main character. It's Saki. Like, we're seeing everything because she's the most reactive to everything. She's the one that's exploding when these things are happening. So she's definitely like the main character, or at least we're experiencing this, I think, more so from her point of view, because she is the most outlandish in terms of everything going on.
I do like, well, it's like you say, it knows what it wants to be. It's a genuine, it's being genuine about being a harem anime. It's not any space battles, and nobody's trying to save the world. There's no isekai. It's just these two people are entering into a relationship with a third, which is an entirely valid life choice, except Saki isn't quite sure that it is.
Something that actually surprised me, you just reminded me. Yes, it's a harem. Yes, it's an anime. We're getting all the tropes. But the way they actually talk about some of the stuff, like some of the subjects that they approach in the first couple of episodes, obviously it's all exaggerated. The conversation is all exaggerated. But like, it's actually kind of almost a bit mature. And actually, it kind of surprised me that, like, for example, if we take the conversation where they sort of start talking about the prospect of sex, they don't do it. The show is rated 13. We'll see what happens, I suppose. But like, it's like the conversation is actually fairly quite grounded and quite sensible. It's obviously a bit exaggerated because Saki's like yelling and there's all the anime sound effects, but like there's multiple conversations they have where like things are approached quite reasonably, and that kind of surprised me. It's not just like, you're hot, we should bang, and everyone's like the typical anime, oh no, we shouldn't, and then they do. Like there's a genuine conversation that gets had there. I know we said that, you know, it ends up with him basically saying he's going to have his genitals removed, which is quite extreme.
When you brought it up, that the manga only started in 2020, I went and looked up the mangaka. It's Hiroyuki, whose previous work was Aho Girl, which ran for 5 years. So that might be why when this was announced, the studio jumped on it, because, oh well, the artist got 5 years out of this story, so we'll have plenty for multiple seasons of Girlfriend.
Did you just say it was called Aho Girl?
Yes.
Aho-Girl.
And I want to add as well, just quickly, it is hilarious. It is so funny. Oh, I didn't realize it was the same author. That explains a lot. That is, it's not the anime we're talking about, but go check out the anime for Aho Girl. It is so funny. And again, just full of like terrible jokes and innuendos, but it's so great. Like her entire redeeming feature in that is that she is obsessed with bananas. But yes, that explains why Girlfriend got picked up so quickly. It's kind of weird because like I feel like we're all in the same boat with this one. We all went in kind of a bit like, all right, and then we've all been very pleasantly surprised for one reason or another.
I think when you go in with tempered expectations, it's bound to happen, though, isn't it? Like if you don't expect the world from something and it's good, you're obviously going to react to it a lot more. Whereas, like, I imagine if you'd gone in thinking this was going to be excellent, you probably still would have come out disappointed at the other end, because you'd be like, not as good as I thought it would have been.
Yeah, 100%.
It's why everyone listening to this should have balanced views of every piece of media.
Yes. And it's interesting as well, because like at the time of recording, I've got the My Anime List page open. And not that review scores on My Anime List, dear listeners, are always a bit hit or miss. The site seems to gravitate towards the idea that anything below a 7 is the worst thing to ever exist, despite the fact that the site uses an actual proper scale. Anyway, at the time of recording, Girlfriend is currently sitting at a 6.65, and a lot of the reviews are saying how like this is terrible, but it's like this is really funny, like genuinely really funny.
It's good for what it is. I think if you go into this expecting an incredible story and like some kind of deep rooted message, you're obviously not going to get what you're looking for. But I don't think
this is a sitcom.
Yeah, like that's what it is. It is a sitcom, and it delivers that experience well. Like you don't watch The Big Bang Theory for the running story. I mean, to be fair, you shouldn't watch The Big Bang Theory for the jokes either, but I couldn't think of anything else. Yeah, it's terrible. But you get my point. Like you would tune into a show like that for the humor rather than the character work, let's say. And this is one of those. If you're not expecting Fullmetal Alchemist levels of writing and you're expecting to have a laugh and a giggle, you'll definitely get a laugh and a giggle.
Well, that was the thing. Like I kind of went in expecting another harem show, which I think is what a lot of people have, but actually I found a genuine comedy that just happens to be a harem. And that's actually quite refreshing. And as I said, as we've said for like the, you know, over the course of the episode, like there are just some brilliant moments. And I honestly can't wait. I don't know if it's going to be dubbed, but I can't wait if they do dub it to see how the dub is, because some of those lines in the current in the Japanese version are just hilarious, and I can't wait to just hear that.
Yeah, same.
The bit with the guy where the fucking main guy is like, if you want sex, we can do it now, and he just tears his shirt off, and they're like, why are you stripping? What are you doing right now? Like, I just need to hear that reacted to in English so well, because it'll be so bland, because the English voice had to be like, why are you stripping?
It's the bit that I lost, like, actually lost it at was, it's in the second episode. It's when they're, you know, they're having that conversation, and like Saki's losing it because she's just like, you want to do sexy stuff with the other girl, don't you? You want to do something? And he just touches like, well, actually, I mean, threesome. And then that's it. They just collectively lose their shit. Except, of course, for, you know, the new girl who is just like, you know, Naga, she's just there like, oh, I mean, yeah, threesome sounds all right.
If he wants.
And I think it's that, and that's the thing, is like, the irony is that I think each of the girls thinks the other one is like super horny and sexually active, but neither of them are. In fact, at least as far as I can recall, I don't think any of them have kissed. But they've literally, because that's the thing, like, the two main characters haven't even been together long, and now there's another girl.
Yeah, at the start of the first episode, he says that they're childhood friends, and he was trying to make her his girlfriend for years, and recently she finally agreed, and now the whole school knows, and that's why they can't let anyone at school know about the new girl, Nagase.
All right, the important question. So far, who is best girl?
Saki.
Yeah, I've got to agree.
I mean, the key art and the opening and closing credits show that there's going to be two other girls introduced. So our opinions might change. I mean, if we all keep watching it.
Oh my God.
I have to listen to the end of season episode to find out how we get on. But I think to wrap things up, I think we all know what the answer is going to be. Girlfriend, based on the first three episodes, is it a thumbs up, a thumbs down, or a meh? Ace.
Thumbs up.
Rhodes.
It's a thumbs up, but it comes with a big old, if you enjoy this, it'll be a thumbs up. But if you do not like this kind of show, you probably will hate it. So as long as you go in knowing what you want, you'll have a good time with it.
100%. I think that's how I feel about this as well. And it's a thumbs up from me. Like, I can't not give the show a thumbs up. It doesn't deserve to be as funny as it is.
I think it's one of them, I think, where I'll continue watching it as like almost like a breather from everything else that goes on. But you know, when you watch like two episodes of something back to back that's just heavy, and you're like, I'll just bang an episode of that on because it'll make me laugh and it'll chill me out. That's probably the one I watch the most episodes of anything in this series for that reason.
Bit of a palate cleanser. There's 12 episodes.
Well, they better get more out, aren't they?
Well, yeah, we'll have to. Who knows how it's going to end? Will it be renamed to Girlfriend, 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 and Girlfriend?
That's the sequel series.
And then the spin-off, Girlfriend, 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 Boyfriend?
I can't wait for the finale, which is Girlfriend Cubed.
Brilliant. All right, I think with that, that's going to bring us to the end of the episode. Thank you very much, Rhodes and Ace. Yeah, Girlfriend, Girlfriend. If check it out. Like, first, at least the first two episodes, you're going to have a laugh, pretty much guaranteed. Thank you very much for listening to this episode of the Pals Anime Lounge. As always, we release new episodes every Thursday and Saturday at 8 p.m. UK time. So make sure to check back to wherever you're listening to this episode to catch the next one when it goes live.